kill the party again. Goddamn, goddamn. I wanna sleep in my bed. I wanna clean up my head. I wanna look this dead. I wanna feel this dread. I killed a party again. I ruined it for my friends. Oh, you're so silent, Jens. Or maybe I am, maybe I am. Now at the central station, no time for being patient. I feel like going home, but at the same time I don't. Black can, black can, black. Stories about the black cats and the way they drive. That if you take a ride with them, you may not come back alive. They might be psycho killers, but tonight I really don't care. So I said, turn up the music, take me home or take me anywhere. Black cats. Black can, black can, black can. You don't know anything, so don't ask me questions. You don't know anything, so please don't ask me any questions. You don't know anything. Ask me questions. Just turn the music up and keep your mouth shut. Black cam, black cam, black cam, black cam.
Too Much Rock podcast number 15. I'm your host, Sid Souter. And that last track was by Jens Lechman, that song Black Cab from the Oh You're So Silent Jens CD that came out in November of last year on Secretly Canadian. That is a compilation of early Swedish singles and such. Not new material, but probably new to most of us. I have played Jens on the show before, and I might have called him Jens, but of course it's Jens. He's Swedish, and that's the way it works. Jens has a new album in his mind only. He's kind of taking some time off right now. At least that's what Pitchfork reported and NPR. So, you know, if you've got a source like Daniel Shore telling you, you're good to go. It is late on Thursday night. I just got back from a show at the Mercury Lounge. I am in my hotel room at the Crown Plaza in at beautiful LaGuardia Airport. And I'm going to go ahead and try to get things going here, but this is all the excitement I'm going to be able to muster. I'm a tired man. Coming up next is a band, The More Shallows. The song is 2 a.m., and it's off the album More Deep Cuts that was released in 2005 on Turn, but it's been kind of bouncing around everywhere. It's re-released and re-released on the same label, and who knows what's going on. The band's from San Francisco, and they're a unique sort. Let's go ahead and give you the track, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. This is 2 a.m.
There's no conflict. estará encendida, entonces yo me iré a ese canal donde una vez un beso te regalé. El tiempo ya pasa, el tiempo ya pasa.
Isn't that sweet? At least it sounds sweet. I don't know exactly what they're saying. That is Corazon with the song Padova from their album Melodrama. That has been released November of last year on Elephant Records in Spain. A Spanish duo there. I think maybe a boyfriend and girlfriend sort of thing. That is kind of representative of the album. Kind of splits down the middle. Some of the songs are a little poppier, and some of the songs are a little more acoustic and wistful, maybe like Kings of Convenience or even back to Simon and Garfunkel. And that one kind of sits somewhere in between the two. And I like that one. Before that, we heard a cut from The More Shallows, and the song was 2 a.m. from More Deep Cuts. And that band is bizarre. I don't know much about them, and kind of they were sent to me, and who knows why. But there's a track, and that one's pretty good because I'm a sucker for a toy piano. I don't know what that is. Moving on next, I have a track by Ferris Norala. Ferris is from Dallas, Texas, and has just released his third record, or his third solo record, called King of Sweden on Western Vinyl. Actually, I guess not just released. It came out April 5th. A new album is out now, I think in Europe only, that's really just a compilation, or greatest hits of his first three. So I think that's the new one, but this here's the most recent new material. I'm going to play a song called I Run Faster Than You Can. This is a wonderful pop stuff, and I hope you like it.
There's something that I'd like to tell you, but I can't ever seem to cross over the line. gotta show you where to go. Face you're laughing at. The highway did call. You were gone, and that's all. That's all. Emily, what's it gonna be now when you're all down? What you gonna do when it's all a
Low Lights with the song Emily from the album Dark End Road that came out in March of last year on Darla Records. That band is from, I think, Humboldt County, Northern California there. I don't know much about them other than I got that from Darla in a package of a number of things I ordered from them. So some alt-country kind of stuff, but very nice and not too dark. So much of the alt-country stuff I listen to is deep, dark, and depressing. And that's not. That's good stuff. Before that was Ferris Neurala with the song I Run Faster Than You Can. That album is full of wonderful pop things. I actually picked up a couple of Ferris records. I've got one before that as well, and I think you might enjoy that one a little bit better, but that song right there is Aces, and I think that one might be with his brother, whom he did an album before going solo. Anyway, it is 2 a.m. and I'm really tired, so we're going to go and push forward. I've got a song here from Criteria. The song I'm going to play is called Prevent the World. It's off the When We Break album that came out on Saddle Creek Records in August of last year. And Criteria is a band that is fairly new, but was kind of born out of the ashes of White Octave. So it's definitely a post-hardcore band with some kind of emo tendencies. You'll hear some crunchy things in there that, at the best of times, there are quicksand moments, and other times it's a little too new school for me. But if you dig this song, the rest of the album is good, the sound is solid, and you can expect much of the same. So let me go ahead and play this. This is Prevent the World from Criteria, and I'll stop rambling. Sorry, I'm so sleepy. We'll be right back. And just like that, it ends. That song was Spoon with They Never Got You from the album Gimme Fiction that came out in May of last year on Merge Records. That album just broke things big for the band. People who listen only to like commercial records knew who Spoon were, and it really freaked me out because they've been together for so long doing such good things. Of course, that's Brett Daniels from based out of Austin, Texas, and Spoon. And that album is as good as all the hype around it has been. I even saw them on that tour, and they were great. And that song is as snappy and poppy as it gets, and it's great and gives me a little pickup. I thought about starting the podcast off with that, but figured I would save it for when I needed an energy boost. And I think it's worked, or I'm getting my fifth wind, or whatever the case may be. Before that, we heard Criteria with the song Prevent the World, a little bit of post-hardcore there, safely on that side of the emo label, which is good. I'm going to end things off today with a track from Imogene Heap. The song is Closing In, which I think is the closer on the album, though I don't remember right now. The album is Speak for Yourself. It came out in September of last year on Megaphonic Records. Imogene is based out of London. This is an album that I saw everybody loving, so I picked it up, and it's a little too commercial for me, a little too alt-rock and polished and such, and a little too Tory for me, actually. I picked a track here that reminds me kind of Bel Canto or Opus 111, a couple of more trancey sort of bands on the electronic side of things that I really enjoyed in the early 90s. And this kind of reminds me a bit of that, but mostly it's got a lot of Tory in it. So we'll end on that note, and you can decide if it's a sour one or if it's one that floats away or helps you float away to wonderful sleep like I'm about to hit. Thank you for listening. This has been Too Much Rock Podcast number 15. I'm Sid Souter, and you can check Too Much Rock out at TooMuchRock.com on the internet thing. Thank you.
that you're my.